Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel. The Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother. Dealer Funk and Unity, raw cannabis talk. R.C.T. Uncut Talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Well, let me start off by saying good morning. Thank you for tuning in to America's fastest growing cannabis show, Living the High Life. When it comes to the cannabis ceasefire in the federal war on this thing we call medical cannabis, it is just getting underway. What does that really mean for the plant? What does that really mean when we start to hear the real plan on legalization of marijuana? Could the only solution right now, folks, be that Congress has to get involved? Because we can't wait on Obama. We can see that won't happen. But right now, what is it about the marijuana industry? And I've been thinking about this because there is a very thin line. What is it about this industry that makes legitimate business owners comfortable? Because we've been talking about it. Maricopa County Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag, expecting the Trump administration to enforce federal law. If you know what the federal law is with marijuana and cannabis, you know that it is still against federal law. I don't care what your state says. We are all over that. In a story you're only getting here and a chance to talk about it, this is where it takes place. I mean, what is it that's making men and women, church-going folks, family folk, folk that never in a lifetime would have dealt marijuana in the black market? What makes this part of the industry at this point in our growth? Tell me, what makes them so comfortable operating at the edge of the law? And I'm talking about everybody in the industry right now, and they know this. I'm not telling anybody anything new. They're risking federal prosecution every second, every day that they are open. Man, they're out there risking. It's kind of like being in the army. You're risking your life because just like the lives of the folks that are incarcerated have pretty much been ruined. If the feds come back, and wait till I tell you how far they can go back. over the next 60 minutes, what we'll do is we'll start our journey. This is a journey right now. It's starting to waver a little bit. And it's what I've called the perfect storm that's brewing for the legal marijuana industry. We'll get into it, folks. I'm Isaac Griffin, the King Cola, the big bud man of what we call our cannabis kingdom. Living High Life is powered by Weed Maps. If you want to find local marijuana dispensaries, same folks we're talking about. If you want to get delivery services, now you don't even have to go out if you don't want to. You can call in your order and they'll deliver it to you. You can find doctor's offices. I sent five folks out getting carts this weekend, got them in a doctor's office, got them great deals. Visit weedmaps.com. You can also catch the show, and you know, we do this thing live daily, and we are streaming on the 50,000 watt powerhouse, 1100 KFNX. And by the way, don't forget, you can catch us on that TuneIn app. Make sure you do download the TuneIn app today. And remember, we are interactive. You want to get involved with the show? You want to reach the show? Email us at isaac@lthl365.com or join us live right now. Like so many, I get thousands of folks viewing and locking in every day, spreading the cannabis information they don't want you to have. Join us at Ike Mega Griffin 3. That's 1, 2, 3. Facebook Live. Now, I've added a new way for the Cannamaniacs to get their voice out. You guys make the show. I put stuff out. I see how you react. I build a show. It's an interactive show. So we've added a new way for you to reach the King Cola. If you want to reach the King Cola and leave a comment, leave a message, ask a question, all you have to do is dial. Get your pen out. I'll wait. 954-842-9006. I got a team in Florida that'll lock everything in, get everything over to me. Oh, we're going, baby. We're going big. I'm setting the pace in this thing they call cannabis media, for one thing. Here's what's trending out here. You heard me talking earlier about these new laws that, and new players, by the way, to the marijuana game. There's some new laws that'll be enacted and enforced when it comes to employers. See, you don't think that you can just burn and go to work, do you? I know you're not thinking that. Here's why I go back and I can say this. Even the cops got to get a warrant to come in your house. The folks that employ you, they don't. If today you went to work and they said, when you get to your desk, we got a cup on the desk. We need you to go to the bathroom and drop that number one for us and put your name on it and put it. If they surprise drug test America right now, just today, everybody had to drop a number one. Based on what I'm hearing and drug testing and this zero policy and zero tolerance, they control you more than the police do. What do you mean, Cola? They don't control me. Okay. Check this out. When you go home and you burn, if you know your job is going to be drug testing you, are you going to burn? First of all, nope. They control you. If they say we test you once a week and you love to smoke, you ain't smoking no more. It's a wrap. They are controlling us in more ways simply by calling it legalization or medical. When I get back, changing marijuana laws are not necessarily making cannabis more popular. I'll tell you what I mean when I get back.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow, phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Chong. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Man, your dreams are always your ticket out. I hope this morning you guys got a chance to just kind of meditate, relate, chill with the plant. Because here's what I want to get out, and I want to start making sure that people understand the power of the plant. Because when you start talking about putting your head and your mind into perspective to do the things that need to get done, focusing on the things that you need to focus on, as you know, Bob Marley said it the best, the herb reveals you to yourself. So a lot of people want to go to the good book. They want to go worship. No, man. Just sit back with the plant. Do you, and let the vibe happen. It's all positive, man. When you puffing and doing what you do with that plant, man, it's all positive. And I'm not even just talking on a medicinal state. I'm talking about on a positivity state. The thing I want my people to understand in the kingdom of cannabis is that we set the pace. When we do what we do, folks don't understand how we are the way we are. And I'm not talking about stoned out of your mind. I'm talking about brilliant people who enjoy the plant and what it does for them. The plant can create and take you to places that you can never go just sitting there with a regular mental thought. Because as they say, the devil's busy in your mind. And you got to have something to fight that. And I'm not talking alcohol and opioids and all that other mess. See, won't nobody tell you about what the plant is good about and how the plant is good and what is good to you and how it can help you on a mental state? Ask my brothers with PTSD, my veterans, how it creates more of a positive 22 suicides a day. But not for my veterans who puffing. Green Lives Matter. Do not forget that. This episode will be brought to you by Earth Healing down in Tucson. Man, they got 50 strains of fire down there. Edibles, tinctures, whatever you need. Voted big one, number one, down in Tucson. You need to get some flour. Man, I'm going, listen, it's worth the drive. You know how people just take a drive? It's worth the drive to go to Tucson. Check out Earth Healing Dispensary. Tell them I sent you. Get you a free gram. I promise you. They will give you the free gram. King Cola sent you. Ah, what you want? What you need? That's what we do. We like the Angie's List of cannabis media. We will connect you to who you need to be connected to. Interactive, baby. I told you how we get down. Welcome to the show. This is the Cannabis Takeover. We take cannabis stories, headlines. We take them from the air and we put them on the airwaves. Big thing happening right now. I put out a poll question yesterday, and this is the Park Dispensary right here in beautiful Phoenix. Poll question. What is it about the marijuana industry that makes legitimate business owners, makes them comfortable? Oh man, right now you could go talk to anybody who owns a business and say, hey man, you wanna get in the game? Oh yeah, how much? But what is it about that has legitimate people operating at the very edge? I'm talking about every day they wake up and open those doors, they have the threat of federal prosecution existing. And I wanted to talk about that just for a minute before I get into this, the whole legalization, what's happening in Canada, why we need to keep an eye on that. Bill Montgomery, Maricopa County attorney, let the cat out the bag that the whole marijuana legalization, recreational, medical, has been a charade. He let the cat out the bag. I've been finding more and more out. He's right. We got to start mounting up. We need this education. Got to be aware. There's 40 states right now, folks, that have the ability, got the right to pass and enforce their own laws. Sound pretty good, doesn't it? That's what everybody wants, right? We want the states making the decisions. And now we're seeing that legalization and all these things that we wanted is starting to happen. And it's pretty cool that the states are coming on board. I know it was. I thought it was. I thought it was super cool. Well, not exactly. See, there's something out there called a federal law. And here's what's been happening, folks. Stay with me now, because this is real. You're not going to get this anywhere else, I promise. All the states implementing the medical marijuana laws and the recreational laws, regardless of federal law, you know, states like Colorado, Washington State, and here's what's nice. They even set up, you know, they thought they were thinking ahead of the game. We're gonna set up some real strict regulatory rules. If you get in this marijuana industry, we've got regulatory, you just won't monitor it. Well, they did that too. without getting any federal cooperation. Now, don't forget, for the past few years, Obama had the hands-off thing. DOJ said, well, here's what we'll do. We're not going to get the feds any money to come into those states. So we're not going to enforce the federal law. Y'all go ahead. Now, right there, see, that would, maybe it's just me, because I'm from the hood. I'm straight up from the hood, and I'm an ex-football player. Let me tell you what that sounds like to me. That sounds like a screenplay in football, where as an outside backer, all of a sudden, all day I'm pounding, and all of a sudden, that offensive tackle decides he's just going to let me go free. He hasn't done that all day. Now he just let me go free right at the quarterback. So early in my career, of course, I'm a fall for it. This idiot ain't blocking me. Bam! Next thing you know, ball right over my head to the running back, screen good for 40, touchdown. Later in my career, that wouldn't happen again ever in life. Why wouldn't it happen to you, King Cola? Well, it happened once. So anytime someone just lets me go free, something must be coming my way. So in this case, what I see is the Fed said, okay, let the states go free. Go ahead and let them regulate. We know it's federal law. They can't do it, but let them regulate their own. Go ahead. Let them do it. Because in that meeting room, they were saying the same thing. Go ahead. Let him come fast and hard like he likes to and watch what happens. Well, if legalizing states are going to start to regulate effectively, and every state, so I got regulations, I can, we got to know from seed to smoke, we got to know what's coming in, we need to know the plants, we need to know the patients, you think you have regulatory rules, but see, the regulatory rules here in Arizona are different than the regulatory rules in Oregon. The regulation rules or regulatory rules in California are different than the regulatory rules in Florida. That's a problem. I think Bill Montgomery, Maricopa County Prosecutor, called it a patchwork system of garbage. I added garbage. Because if you're going to regulate your own marijuana rules, and I'm coming back to the owners in just a minute, because I just got to get that out and get a feeling. You got to have federal consistency, and the feds are saying, ain't no consistency. Montgomery told us that. Decoding press conferences. He said patchwork. Federal consistency is the word. Because in Colorado and Washington State, Arizona, they have strict state regulatory regimes that set up for the recreational use of marijuana and medical use. And every one of them, folks, is without federal cooperation. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen next. It's a perfect storm, baby.
Arizona News Radio, for the second time since Election Day, a Middle Eastern bakery and deli in Phoenix has been vandalized. This following more attacks over the summer. When windows of the business were smashed, local residents rallying support for the owners.
Central Phoenix does not tolerate racism. We don't accept it. It's not welcome here, and we don't tolerate it.
Phoenix police haven't been able to confirm that reports on the incidents have been filed. Widespread support for President-elect Trump's naming of retired General James Mattis to be U.S. Defense Secretary, Democratic Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva.
He comes well-respected from all sides. I'm hoping that this is one of those selections where we have a rational, steady hand in charge of our military forces.
Congress expected to grant the waiver required for someone who's been out of the military service for less than 7 years to serve in that capacity. Long lines of people outside toy stores across the state for the hottest new item of the holiday season, Hatchimals, mechanical robot creatures that evolved from an egg. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of York Avonex traffic is service of the Natural Resource Defense and the Ad Council. We have a wreck Bell Road east of 19th Avenue. Also look for a crash 16th Street at Indian School. We also have a fender bender eastbound I-10, this one at 83rd Avenue. Each year, 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Cook it, store it, share it, just don't waste it. Learn how at SaveTheFood.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, it'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 67. Winds will be out the east at 5 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest by the afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy and a low of 45, with a calm wind becoming east at 5 miles per hour after midnight. Sunny skies for Tuesday with a high of 65. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 47. I'm Wayne Trump from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we are at 55 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrates specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL7 10 cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrates live resin in Northern Lights for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 cup, including best vape pen, best CBD concentrate, and best sativa non-solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at KINDconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parcdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Just about 34 minutes after the hour, I am the King Cola, Isaac Griffin, the big Bud Man. Welcome to the Cannabis Kingdom. This is how we get down inside my favorite, where I sit back and I take you inside a journey where they don't want us to go. They don't want us to know about it. They don't want us to talk about it. This part of the show is called The Blunt Truth. The Blunt Truth is brought to you by my friends over at Lexus. If you get a chance, some of the best certified pre-driven vehicles on the road. 2017s are out. Check them out at Lexus.com or make sure you visit your neighborhood Lexus dealer. You will not be disappointed. We've been talking about this legalization thing. Easy for you to say, Isaac. But it's easy for me to bring you some information. You see, the blunt truth is we are operating in such a gray area. And here's what's crazy. The same, and I'm not knocking, this is discussion. Let me get this straight, because I'm a straight advocate of the game. I'm so happy it's here, but I'm starting to find out that my happiness could be really short-lived if what I'm hearing and seeing comes to fruition. If that perfect storm that's brewing out there, if it finally connects, it's on and popping, folks. I mean, they already taken our rights from us. I was going to tell you earlier, part of the blunt truth is that when you look at where we are, and I'm talking about concerning the cannabis, the marijuana enforcement under this thing that they call the Controlled Substance Act, CSA, you're going to hear more and more about it. What the CSA does, folks, is they make it clear that prosecuting state legal medical marijuana cases is not a priority. So that's why you'll hear a lot of owners saying, we way down on the list if they decided to do it. Okay. I got a hold of the memo, and it was not easy. We heard Maricopa County Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag, calling this whole marijuana industry a charade, calling for the Trump administration to send out the beast and enforce federal law, do the things that they were voted in to do. So that part right there, when it said do the things that you're voted in to do, it's almost like they just getting the game plan together. Now, I got a hold of the memo. This memo includes 8 guidelines for the United States prosecutors like Bill Montgomery. Your state has one. Every state has one. Here's the memo that they are to use to determine current federal enforcement policies. Now, check this out. Now, when I looked at this memo, I think fortunately for most of your medical cannabis programs out here, these regulations require kind of like the same guidelines ensuring that any business, and that's where I come back, any business with a license that's meeting these requirements, they are to stand off. So, in the memo, they talked about preventing distribution of marijuana to minors. Now, a couple things that I'm going to share with you real quick, and I'm going to take you back. If I don't have enough time today, I'll get to it tomorrow. The marijuana tax stamp. A lot of these provisions sound a lot like what back in the day, and they still have it in about 20 states. You can still be a black market dealer as long as you pay your taxes. I'll tell you about that. That's insane. That's what made me start thinking about the legitimate business owners on this side, because they're still dirty. They're breaking federal law. Why would you do that? Also in the memo, preventing revenue from the sale of marijuana from going to criminal enterprises, gangs, or cartels. That's one of the big reasons that the marijuana tax stamp was even invented, was to try to get the money out of the hands of criminal enterprises, which means if you were dealing illegally and you got this tax stamp, you could actually, as long as you were paying the taxes on what you were dealing, man, they wouldn't mess with you. Sound familiar? You could be in 20 states right now. And you know they don't do it. They don't want the information. If you're dealing anything from cocaine to heroin to marijuana, you can go get a tax stamp, which means on everything you sell, there's a stamp, and you're going to pay a tax on it. If you pay your taxes, they don't mess with you. Doesn't that sound like what they're doing right now? In the memo, preventing the diversion of marijuana from states where it is legal under the state law in some form to other states. Preventing state-authorized marijuana activity from being used as a cover or pretext to traffic other illegal drugs or illegal activity. Preventing violence or use of firearms in cultivation and distribution of marijuana. There's the gun control. They slipped that in there. Preventing drugged driving and any adverse public health consequences associated with marijuana use. These, if you got a legitimate business, these are the things you have to adhere to. If you adhere to this, they're supposed to leave you alone. Preventing the growing of marijuana on public lands and the attendant public safety and environment dangers posed by marijuana production on public land. Okay. Preventing marijuana possession or use on federal property. Now, that's the memo that went out. So if the threat of prosecution exists, even if you're following that, because all they got to do is pull the reins in and say go, most legitimate business owners wouldn't run a dispensary. Only the ones that are comfortable operating on the edge. Because, and I quote you the law, anyone running a marijuana-related business operating under a state license understands. Now, here's what I want you to get. The future prosecutor may look back. So if you had your dispensary since 2013, 2014, as soon as they said you could get one, they may, if they want to, go all the way back to when you first started. And they can punish that conduct from when you first started. And under the current guidance and the federal law, there would be no defense. People, do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Two things come out immediately. The same risk that our dispensary owners are taking right now are the same risks that Bobo and Tierra and Cookie and Lucius, all the black market people did. They took a chance. Some of them kept winning. Some of them lost. And they're doing serious jail time. The usual constitutional that what we call protection, and it comes into what in the legal world they'll call an ex post facto, if you know what I mean, criminal punishment. The prosecution for the actions that many folks will say, man, we're not illegal. It does, hear me, it does not apply to marijuana businesses or consumers in this case. So when Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag and said this whole marijuana industry is a charade, if you start to connect the dots, if marijuana businesses and consumers are illegal, what are we doing? What are we really doing?
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Baked Bro is dedicated to educating Arizonans about medicinal marijuana. We are the leader in setting and meeting standards for marijuana edibles. Baked Bros is a strong advocate for the progressive reform of cannabis and telling the truth about this natural alternative. We go to dispensaries all over Arizona, educating bud tenders and patients about the importance of proper dosing. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to education. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
You know what? I just never have enough time, man. 60 minutes is not enough. There's so much I need to continue to get to you. Thank you for hanging out. Thanks for sticking around. You know, we do this every day. Thank God. We do it daily. You get your cannabis talk, cannabis stories all over the world. Things that they do not want you to know. Cannabis Kingdom opens up every day, same time, and we put it out there. All over the world. Now, who would ever, in their right mind, if I said, who's the largest producer of outdoor cannabis in Europe, who would you say immediately? I mean, what would you think about? Russia, Germany, Albania. And I think Albania, isn't that where they did the hostile movies? I wouldn't want to go get, no, I'm going to pass on that one right there. Albania has become the largest, and I do mean the largest producer of outdoor cannabis in Europe. Unheard of, man. If you're just tuning in and checking out the show, all we do is cannabis talk, folks. I do the stories that nobody else wants to give you. What's funny is so many people say, well, after the election, what are you going to talk about? I'm going to talk about the truth. I'm going to talk about what's real. I'm going to call people out. If you're doing injustices in the game, I'm going to let my people know. That's my job. Just like right now,
we know there's a perfect storm brewing thanks to Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery. It's not me putting it out there. I'm not giving you Chicken Little. I'm just giving you what's real and what's happening. One quick story, too. I got to find this story because it is the story that actually got me digging even more. And I can tell you right now, it's out of Canada. And if you don't know, Canada is ahead of us, actually, when it comes to trying to get a whole country legal. And their Prime Minister Trudeau, came out and said something that was resounding, let's just say that, not earth-shattering because we know. But he actually came out, and here's a guy who's an advocate for marijuana. That's how he won the election. He won it using marijuana as his foundation. But also in his thoughts, he said, we're going to have to enforce the country's laws. That sounded so familiar because right now we're concerned about the new Trump administration and it has this industry shaking. What are they going to do? I can tell you right now, if the words that Bill Montgomery put out are true, we are in a spider web, folks. That's the only thing we're doing right now. We're in a spider web. And that spider web is at any time, if the feds decide to enforce, remember, everybody, every business, every consumer, we're breaking federal law. This weekend, let me ask this question before I get back to marijuana tax stamps. You know, I used to do sports. I did sports radio for about 20 years. Did on national level, local level. Worked for CBS, a lot of good things. Every now and then, those paths will cross. And this weekend, it happened. Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, if you remember, had back surgery last year. Luke Walton took over. A lot of things happened. Well, Steve Kerr is a coach. And he came out and just out of the blue said, hey, man, marijuana is cool. I mean, let the play. They need to do something about it. Steve had made mention in an article that he tried marijuana. And I'm going to go somewhere with this. He said, it didn't work for me. But what I believe is the NBA, the league, should allow it. Let it happen. And you would think that from an athlete standpoint, other coaches' point, but here's one thing I got to throw out there real quick. Coaches only get tested one time a year, once. Players, well, in the NBA, it's totally different. NFL, you get tested that once. NBA, they aren't looking that tough for cannabis. NFL, they are. You can get suspended in a heartbeat. They just suspended a player. He was doing cannabis for Crohn's disease. Buffalo. They suspended him. You had a kid from Huff Huff Pass up there in Philadelphia. He got caught with a gun and marijuana. They cut him. Different leagues, different strokes. But if a coach comes out and says, I use, it didn't work for me, but I accept it. The players should be able to use it. This is where I come back and I say, why is the plant so polarizing? It's like we get something good and then we get somebody that tries to take us 10 steps back. So the next thing you know, they're talking to one of the players. What's his name? Thompson? Klay Thompson. Player. And by the way, Klay Thompson, about a week ago, did a post-game interview with a beer. Was drinking a beer. Klay Thompson came back and said, I don't think marijuana is good. No, the league should not okay it. It gives a bad look to our youth. So now you got a coach saying, let it go. And here's a player saying, nah, I don't think it'd be a good thing. Now don't forget, Klay Thompson was caught smoking, so I can see why he might say this. He got caught smoking in college, and it killed his draft stock, took him down. So I can see why he might say that. But why, let me ask this question, why is the plant so polarized? Why is that? I was telling you earlier about this marijuana tax stamp. If you are a black market drug dealer in about 20 states, Arizona started this whole thing, but they rescinded the law. But if you're in any of these 20 states, like Georgia, Kansas, man, you can ball out. And it could be like you're a dispensary owner as long as you get your drug tax stamp. What are you talking about, King Cola? Well, they got this thing called a marijuana tax stamp out there that will let you ball out. You don't have to be a dispensary owner. You have to be any of that. As long as you got what you need and you got people who need what you got and you got this tax stamp, it actually, in its own way, is doing just like the state laws. They let you operate. So you could purchase a drug tax stamp. And what that's doing is preventing JoJo, Bubba, Cookie, Lucius, all those folks. It prevents them from criminal prosecution. Now, get this. Now, here's the deal. If you forget to affix or attach that stamp on the drugs or your marijuana or whatever's going out, something that will prevent the Department of Revenue from being able to assess, and I mean 100% of what you're doing, and then those drugs, see, y'all didn't know this. All drugs are not illegal if you just do it right. And I think this is what these dispensary owners found out. Without these tax stamps, you could go to jail illegally. If you got your tax stamps on and you're paying your taxes, they let you go. Now, that's something I believe it's KSA 79-5205. I cannot wait to get into more of this. We are starting to see this industry, and we're starting to see little things. See, it's more than cooking with butter. It's more than dipping and dabbing. Because when you look and peel off the distractions, you'll find it's not what you think it is. I'll see you tomorrow. I got so much more to get into. Thanks for hanging out. Do not text and drive. Save a life.
Drifting? You know I'm drifting. Hey, Griffin, you drifting?
I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now, you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue, and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center, Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, KFNX.